This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute.
Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus, with my co-host Matt Barros, who has been at the last two 49ers practices. That would be different than me, who has not been in attendance. I'm kind of holding out, holding in. I don't know. I decide this week might be my light week, but still things are going on in 49ers land, as they always do. Recording this on Tuesday afternoon after the 49ers practice. They will not practice tomorrow. They are traveling to Las Vegas or Henderson, Nevada, outside Las Vegas, to joint practice with the Raiders if they have enough healthy bodies, and then they'll play that game on Saturday in Las Vegas. Barros, are they getting healthier, getting hurtier? Which one, hurtier? That's not a word, but where are their health status as they go into the second joint practice of the training camp?
Yeah, they seem to get hurtier every week, unfortunately, and you shouldn't kick yourself for missing these last two practices. They were missable.
Yes.
I mean, they have so few players that they don't do one-on-ones anymore, and they don't do third team. Not like you're dying to see Carter Bradley in action, but there's been very little Carter Bradley these last two practices because they don't really do a lot with the third team players. So, I mean, everybody knows by now about their issues at wide receiver. But today, Nick Bosa didn't practice, just a scheduled rest day. But that really underscored that defensive end is also really beat up right now. There was no Bosa, no Sam Okwuonu, no Mykael Williams, no Robert Beal. He's got a groin now. And no Ytir Gross-Matos. So you're talking Bryce Huff is the only, the only guy out there who's going to be on the 53-man roster. So no sense in going up against the offensive lineman one-on-one when you just don't have enough bodies to do it. So a very missable week of practice. And sort of the question now is, what do they do at these spots moving forward, with wide receiver being the key one, because some of these guys are going to miss the first few weeks of the season. So that's the big storyline. That's the big storyline going into the Las Vegas week. And I think it's a big storyline going into cutdown day, because it sounds as if the 49ers do make an addition at wide receiver, it's not going to be an Amari Cooper or a big name like that. I think it'll be somebody that they can pick up who's on the waiver wire or who gets cut on the 26th, which is when teams have to be down to 53 players.
Yeah, I think they get Jacob Cowing back, though, right? That's one receiver they got back.
They got Jacob Cowing back. That's right.
Yeah, so Jordan Watkins out for, what, several weeks? High ankle sprain that kind of showed up on the testing yesterday. And Jacob Cowing back on the practice field today. I'm sure that doesn't mean he's 100% go play him 50 snaps in a game. But did he look okay? Is he somebody that they can kind of plug in?
Yeah, I think eventually he's going to get eased in. So he did, some of the initial stuff, the individual drill stuff, and he got worked in a little bit in team situations, but he's not at full go yet. Remember when Ricky Pearsall came back from his hamstring, he was limited to 8 team reps. I think that's what Cowing is limited to. So hard to see Cowing practicing a lot against the Raiders on Thursday or playing a lot against the Raiders on Saturday. But the following week, you would think that he's ramped up. So that would sort of be almost a one-for-one trade with Jordan Watkins. Cowing also does punt returns just like Watkins does. Watkins, though, I mean, to me, he's just more versatile. He's a bigger guy, 205 pounds. Cowing is one of the smallest guys on the team. It's Cowing and Upton Stout duking it out for.
Oh, Junior Bergen. Junior Bergen. Come on now.
He's short. Yeah. He might have a little bit more heft to him. But Cowing definitely was somebody that they were looking forward to seeing this offseason. Because along with Ricky Pearsall, he spent time with Brock Purdy in the offseason, and the cohesion was there and the chemistry is there, and he put in the work and he did all the right things, and then he got hurt on the first day of training camp. So we'll have to see. I'm hoping that we're going to be playing some B-roll of 49ers receivers.
B-roll, wow.
On the YouTube version of this podcast. And what I want you to look for if you're watching it is there's a guy on the left in red sort of running routes, doing sort of shadow routes, I would call it, while the active 49ers are doing theirs. And that's Brandon Ayuk, who is kind of getting in these quasi reps, at least in the individual portion. But he seems to be more and more active every day in doing that. And this is going to be a huge surprise to you, Tim. He likes to do it right in front of the media.
Shocking.
Even guys with antiquated cell phones can kind of pick it up on their phones as he dashes by. But I think it's an indication that it's going to be the first half of the season for Brandon Ayuk. And we should point out that Kyle Shanahan, he didn't change his tune on this. He's been kind of saying this for a couple of months now, but this is the first time he put an actual week on when Brandon Ayuk might return. And he said somewhere in that week 6 range is probably what they're targeting for him. So let's say he misses the first 4 games because he's on PUP. He comes back after 4 games. It takes him 2 weeks to sort of warm up in practices. And so maybe he's in the game for week 6. I think that's Washington, almost ironically. But maybe week 7, because it'll take him 2.5 weeks. I don't know. But that's sort of the range that they're looking at for him.
Very expansive Kyle Shanahan yesterday, I noticed.
Yes.
I was just reading over the transcript. I didn't look at the video, but this is a lot more than he usually says about injured players. Must have been in a good mood or just had more information. I did miss that. I miss those. I don't like to miss it when Kyle is expansive and just ready for all questions. And he was like talking very different things. So I miss that. I could still read over the transcript. I'm sure part of his good mood is that wasn't there. I'm sure that was a big, big key thing. So who's a receiver that we haven't talked about who's going to maybe make this team then, given all, Juwan Jennings, we can talk about him later, but still not practicing, got a calf injury, and we'll see with the contractual situation. Is there the numbers are like someone's going to make this team that we have not really mentioned? Robbie Chosen? Obviously, given that DeMarcus, Robinson is going to likely be suspended for the first few weeks, he won't count on the roster at that point. I think they will get an exception, but someone's going to have to get just into the games. Who are we talking about? We got Ricky Pearsall. You got, I guess, Jacob Cowing. You've got who? I'm trying to think of people.
Jawan Jennings.
Jawan Jennings. Okay, that's kind of to the side. You have, I don't know.
Three.
Yeah, I can't go.
They have five up on game day, yeah, so you need two.
Yeah, is Robbie Chosen? Is it Tariq Owens? Is who is going to fill out this first few weeks of NFL games that are actually counting? Forget about getting through the two remaining preseason games for other practices. Who's going to be on the roster to start the season?
I think Junior Bergen has a shot, and his primary role would be punt returner on game days, and he would be an extra wide receiver in case they need it. And maybe he gets into a handful of plays, maybe like Jacob Cowing did at the beginning of last season. He was the punt returner. He got just a smattering of plays and didn't get his first catch until late in the season. So that could be a possibility as far as roster spots. Yeah, I would say that Robbie Chosen probably has the advantage right now. You're losing Jordan Watkins for at least the first week, maybe a little bit more. He's been your deep ball guy. He's been the most consistent deep ball guy. And that's what Robbie Chosen can give you. And I don't know if it's still, he's still benefiting from fresh legs in camp, but he had two deep balls today from Mac Jones. He looks good. He looked really springy last year. He's just got a weird build. He's got these really long arms, these short legs, and he's just able to do motions that a lot of other people can't. You know, Kyle Shanahan said that he's in better shape than he was when he came in last season. He knows the offense better. He's better prepared for being on this team. I just don't know whether he can kind of keep up this level over an extended period. We'll see. Would be nice if he gets in early against the Raiders on Saturday. So, you know, he's got at least Mac Jones throwing to him and it's not Gus Bradley's son in there. But, you know, we talked about this after the Broncos game. How do you evaluate a Robbie Chosen when, no one can deliver him the ball? So
from practice, it's going to be from practice.
It's going to be from practice. And maybe Brock Purdy plays in this game. He did a little bit in week two of last year's preseason. He played more in week three. So you would think that he and the starters get their most work against the Chargers in the finale, which is at Levi's in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I would say those two. And then the other thing, so that would be five if it's Bergen and Chosen, or if it's Bergen and Russell Gage would be the other veteran I would point out. He hasn't been nearly as prominent in recent practices as he was in early ones. Again, that may be a legs issue. Kyle Shanahan rides the wide receivers hard. And that may be part of why there's so few of them left. And when that happens, the ones that remain end up getting a lot of work. So I would understand it if Russell Gage, approaching 30, is starting to feel it right now. I mean, we're in, the fourth week out of 6 weeks of training camp. So we're in the home stretch. There's been a lot of practices, a lot of reps. But I would say if there's a possibility for someone else, it would be somebody from another squad. And I think this team will very much monitor the waiver wire on the 26th. This is usually past few years. This has been a team that has been a donator to the waiver wire rather than a picker upper off the waiver wire. But they're so light at that spot, especially that spot, that I think that could be a possibility. I don't know who that would be. It would have to be somebody. It would have to be somebody who's familiar with the offense. I think they would have to have that for that person to play in week one, but maybe that's the healthy scratches for week one. And this player comes in week three, week four, but somebody that they think can pick up the system fairly quickly.
What's Kendrick Bourne doing? That's an old favorite there.
He would bring some juice to the party. That's for sure.
He's my Jeff Wilson Jr. pick for ending up back on the roster. Who knows if that all happens. Let's talk a little about Jawan Jennings. Talked to a little bit to 49er people on Saturday and have heard other things. and they're not going to do a big deal for him. I mean, unless some things change dramatically, I think he wants a big deal. 28 years old, had a breakthrough season. He's going to either get it now or pretty much never. But they're not doing it. They paid Brandon Ayuk that $30 million a year deal. They did not want to. They regretted it almost instantly. They're not, even if they didn't regret it, they weren't going to go another big money deal here because it's just not where they're going to load up receiver. And they're not doing it for Juwan Jennings. So they just gave a new deal last year. Now, you for Juwan Jennings, press it. Try to get every dollar you can. If he doesn't get any money, okay, and you know, people are clear that he does have a calf injury. There might be some blending of extra precaution with this calf injury, but Kyle Shanahan was very clear about it after the game that this definitely is an injury. He's had it before last year, made it back from the end of camp. This year he had it in off season, practice first three practices, and then it popped up again. I think Shanahan is very much signaling that he expects him back at the end of camp, either with a deal or perhaps without one. Matt Barrett, I don't think there's going to be a deal. I mean, or it's going to be very moderate, very moderate. The word I got was like almost no interest on the 49ers side to pay him a 20, you know, whatever the number is going to be that would put him into the where a 1,000-yard season would put him. They feel like they did that deal last year. That's what they did last year. And the front office likes him, loves him, whatever. Everyone in the locker room loves him. He's not getting a 4-year, $85 million. That is not happening. Whatever could happen is going to happen, I think. It felt like no on anything, but I think there could be some negotiating. But, man, I don't think there's much of interest in the 49er front office to do anything more than like a $5 or $6 million bump somewhere. You can announce it for whatever you want to. I propose like a $22 million year added to next year so they can say he's a $22 million receiver and he gets like $5 million at the end of it. Do you foresee something like that? Do you hear anything in there that you disagree with or some other path that this could take?
Well, I mean, the question becomes, what's he doing on the sideline? Is this calf injury serious? I mean, if you're Juwan Jennings, you're basically saying that I've had this chronic calf injury for a while. That's not good. The other side of that coin is I just mentioned how hard these camps are for wide receivers. Maybe he realizes he's not going to get that big deal, but he is going to be a free agent at the end of the season. Why would he want to just be kind of grinding away at things right now in August when he realizes that September through early January is going to be where he really makes his money? I would get it I'm sure, like Kyle Shanahan says, there's something going on with the cap. Probably everybody has a little bit of something right now as well. But I just think it's a good business move on his part to say, you know what, I'm not going to risk something worse happening to me that threatens at least the beginning of a season where I really want to put myself on display for 2 years in a row to get that big deal that you were describing. And it might be coming from a different team. It probably will be coming from.
I think it will be. Yeah. I think this is his last year as a 49er. Just my opinion. No one's saying this. They don't want to go through this every year. I mean, I think they made that clear by trading Deebo and certainly being willing to trade Ayuk after they signed him into that deal or before they signed him into that deal. That's part of it. It's almost their own fault for getting into these deals with Deebo and Ayuk and paying them and then not liking them. And so Jennings will look at you took care of those guys. Now I'm going to put the pressure on you to take care of me. He just doesn't have the same clout. He just doesn't. At age, again, they were young. Deebo and Ayuk were younger when they got their deals. They put up bigger numbers for more seasons than Jennings. Juwan is 28. And he does at the end of next year, we're going into the next season, he'll be 29. And 29-year-old receivers just don't make the same kind of money. They just don't. As a 24 hitting the market, 25-year-old hitting the market. I think he's super important to the season. I don't, you know, not knowing what they're going to get from Ayuk, I get a player saying I'm 28 and I need to make some money now. I don't know that he's going to hold out and not play. I think there are, you know, he should want to get this money. And also, I think some, a lot of it's incentive based, isn't it? Or like it's game bonuses. So he's got to play to get a lot of his money, his 7.5. If he is in uniform, he will get this money. But it's complicated. I don't think either side has a ton of leverage. Like the 49ers want him to play. Jawan Jennings isn't this guy who's being rumored to be traded because other teams are not calling the 49ers. They're just not. They're not leaking it out that there's Pittsburgh wants to trade for Ayuk, like we heard that constantly, or Washington wanted to trade for, like clearly wanted to trade for Debo because they did trade for Debo. There isn't that for Jawan, and it's just part of his innate value specifically to the 49ers, specifically this season. So it's just a weird combination. I don't think he's not going to play, but I think the 49ers can make it a lot easier by throwing him some money. Maybe that extends him to next year. You're right. It would be better for him overall if he's a free agent at the end of this year. But to get that extra money, I think he's going to have to extend it for a year. Now, maybe the 49ers cut him. I don't know. At the end of the year, they could do that and just not pay him whatever salary they would have supposedly signed him to. There's a lot of weird complications with salary cap machinations and cash. I do think he's headed to another team next year. That's a general feeling I have. And I'm going to say it just because you said it yourself. And I agree with you. This is just the 49ers are done with this kind of stuff. Like they do not like this. And they've gone through it with Bosa. He was, you know, obviously one of the best players in the league. They were going to do it with him. Trent Williams, again, one Hall of Fame player. They're going to do it with him. McCaffrey to a much more quieter way. Debo, Ayuk was the worst one. They just don't want to do this anymore. And you saw them proactive about Kittle and Warner and Purdy. That those are the players who have not been a pain in their ass for these negotiations. I think they're kind of leaning that way. And Jennings, just because he's not that same kind of player and he's not the same kind of age as Ayuk and Debo, is kind of reminding the 49ers of this. So, again, you can do it. You can take care of it. I think they need him on the team this year. I would say that like it would be a little bit close-minded if they don't think of it at least. But it's not going to be a long-term relationship. It just feels like, you know, he's perfect for this offense. He's perfect for this team. Just so happens that the negotiations might not be perfect for him being a 49er beyond this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I feel like their bargaining power is the fact that he needs to have a big season to make a lot of money. So he can't, you know, hold out. He can't miss weeks 1 through 4 because that's going to affect his numbers.
And he hasn't made that much money in his career. It's not like he's, you know, a first round pick, got first round money, just absolutely doesn't have that kind of money.
Right. And especially if what you said is true, that a lot of his money is dependent on him playing in these games, game bonuses and things like that. The question for if you're a 49ers fan is, okay, if he's on his way out, who do they have to replace him? I mean, he's such a good slot receiver. He's such a good third down target. Doesn't necessarily need to get wide open to make big plays. They don't have anybody else close to that on the roster. And maybe that's something that they're doing on purpose, that they're finding a bunch of receivers that mesh with what Brock Purdy does best. You know, Brock Purdy to Juwan Jennings is a great combination, but I mean, you could argue that anybody could throw to Juwan Jennings. That, like I said, he doesn't have to be open. You just throw it in Juwan's vicinity and he bails you out. Whereas these other guys are more precise route runners. They're faster, et cetera, et cetera. So, if you're looking forward to next year, you've got Pearsall, you've got Ayuk, you've got Jordan Watkins, you've got Cowing. I would think that that's another kind of missing piece that the 49ers would go after a bigger-bodied wide receiver to replace Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, DeMarcus Robinson could be somebody that really impresses him this year, and they try to bring him. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, this is just a particular 49er thing with the receivers. They don't like the way, everyone can tell. They don't like the way it's gone negotiating with Debo and with Ayuk, and maybe Jennings is kind of getting some of the backdraft of that. But he did get his deal last year. The one thing I do understand, he got his deal last year. Teams don't normally just keep doing deals. They feel like if they're going to do an extension, then that's the extension, and then we'll get you back at the end of the extension or at a further time, not every year. Then what's to stop someone else from, in their minds, are going to say, what's to stop someone else from doing this every year? What's to stop Christian McCaffrey having, you know, all these things that happen? And they get restructured, but not every year, not every year. So we shall see. I fear we're going to get aggregated for that. I didn't really mean to aggregate myself with that one, but we'll see how it goes. Let's flip it over to defense. Talked about some lightness at defensive end. Are they going to pick up a defensive end now? And they don't almost have to, unless they're just going to kind of bail on the Thursday practice. I don't know what they're going to do with those drills. Do they have to add somebody at least to fill out the depth chart, or do they just kind of skate through with those guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that this Thursday practice with the Raiders is going to be nearly as comprehensive as the last week's Thursday practice with the Denver Broncos. That was a long practice.
Yep.
They did a little bit of everything. They did one-on-ones. They did 7-on-7s. The 49ers don't ever do 7-on-7s. Mm-hmm. That was obviously a Sean Payton addition to the schedule that day. I don't see how they're not going to get much, if any, healthier for this joint practice on Thursday. So if they haven't been doing one-on-ones by themselves, I don't know how they're going to do it with the Raiders, or it might be a very abbreviated session when it comes to that. So I don't know. I don't think that they need to add anybody to the roster at that position. I mean, Mykal Williams should be back next week. It seems like Sam Okwuonu is close to coming back. Robert Beal might be a week behind him. They have bodies at that spot who should be back in the month of August, whereas wide receiver, the month of September is looking pretty grim for a lot of those guys. So I think that's the difference between those two spots. I think it's okay for the long term. And then, you know, Bryce Huff has been a good addition. He's probably been underplayed this summer. Bryce Huff could come away with 10 sacks this season. He's in a good situation with Bosa across from him, and with Huff, getting a lot of practice and on tap to get the bulk of the obvious passing down snaps at defensive end. I mean, I don't think that Mykal Williams is quite cut out for that role yet. Maybe in the future he will be, but I think that they like Mykal Williams rushing from the inside more in those situations. So he's on the field, he's affecting everything, but it's Bryce Huff coming off the edge. And he's looked good. He's looked consistent. He's looked fast. If you're an offensive tackle that has trouble with speed, you're going to have trouble with Bryce Huff this year. So I think that's a positive coming out of the summer.
And he stayed healthy. Now, again, I don't mean to jinx anybody, but that's a big deal, right? Just stay on the field. Stay on the field. I saw Saleh talk, and he talked at length on a lot of things. He was asked clearly about Alfred Collins and C.J. West in the last exhibition game. They had no stats. I think West looked better than Collins. Of course, we've been talking about how Collins missed the off seasons, and Saleh's been repeating that. So he's a little bit behind and said he's fine. You know, he's got to work on his footwork, and CJ West is fine. Did you believe him? Did you think that Saleh thought they were fine in that exhibition opener?
Yeah, I think CJ West, I mean, he's doing a lot of the dirty work. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times he's not making a splash play, but he's also taking on two blockers or something like that. The 49ers have two different defensive tackle spots. One guy is basically a nose tackle, and the other guy is the three technique. So he's playing between the guard and the tackle a little bit. And I think there is a misunderstanding about how they see Alfred Collins. People see his size and they think, okay, he's the nose. He's going to be the run stuffer. I think the 49ers see him more as the three technique. Sort of a light-footed, big-bodied, long guy who's going to, if you try to block him one-on-one, he's going to gobble up that guard. Which is to say the future is him and C.J. West, but it's West who's probably going to be the nose tackle. And they have to be able to play both because of injury situations and because offensive lines can kind of switch things around very quickly on you. You have to be ready to play both spots. But I think that CJ West is more built for, being in the DJ Jones role, which is that nose tackle who penetrates, who mucks things up, who can take on double teams and who can free up the more athletic guy, the longer guy to his left or right, who might be Kalia Davis to begin the season. It might be Kevin Givens when he's back from his pec, and it might be Alfred Collins, who I think the 49ers really have high hopes for to be sort of a dynamic three technique.
Yeah, I totally agree. He does not have the body type to be a nose tackle. It's just too long to have all those guys flying at him. My only thing is, like, C.J. West is explosive, and you do want your three technique to be dynamic, right? You want him to kind of pop through that gap instead of just holding the two gaps. That's the one gap versus two gap. Nose tackles on the center usually, so you're taking the center and the left and the right of the center, and the three technique just kind of goes pop through that little guard hole there. And C.J. West looks more dynamic to me, like someone could, like Javon Hargrave at his best. Was a three technique explosive pop through there. He wasn't very much for the 49ers, did get hurt. So we'll see. And then, you want different things from different players. It's not like every player has to be exactly what we remember from a certain former player, but we'll see on that. The talent will rise to the top. They'll figure out a way to, if you're talented, they'll figure a way to play you. That's for sure. I sure would like to see Mykal Williams back out there just for my curiosity's sake. I remember, again, he was really impressive early on in camp. He's missed the last week or so, I guess. He will miss this preseason game, I'm sure. maybe see him after that one for the third preseason game, just to kind of just get a feel for him on the field. We know how long he is. We know how strong he is. But it's always kind of good to see rookies, just to see them out there in uniform under the lights. Saw Nick Martin, you know, we gave our reviews of him, run around fast and maybe go in the wrong direction sometimes. Upton's out, we have not yet seen. He's maybe, is he close? Is he someone who?
Yeah, he's somebody that could play in the scrimmage on Thursday.
Okay.
If he plays in the scrimmage, he'll play in the game too.
Yep. And that's, you know, just to see rookies, you just kind of want to see them on the field. In the way that we just like, does he look like an NFL player? Does he look like a pro? Beginning to see what Collins and West are going to be like too as rookies. Anything I saw the kicking, the old Jake Moody, my guy, with
seven of seven today, Tim. You would have gone nuts.
He's a great practice kicker. I always say that he is a great practice kicker. He's one of the best practice kickers I've ever seen. Now he had a couple wobbles when he was there with the Greg Joseph. Greg Joseph has been cut, and I don't think Moody's missed one since then. And we'll see. Can he take it to the games? Let's see him take it to the Vegas field. Let's see him take it to the regular season. I don't think he's, you know, whatever Kyle says, he's competing with himself. He's not competing against anybody. He's going to be their kicker going into the regular season. Let's just see how he is in the regular season. He is a tremendous talent, and he is great in practices.
Yeah, he kicked with confidence today. And there were two from 50 and further, and both of those would have been good from another 10 yards as well. So he was feeling it today. He's confident. It'll be interesting to see what he does inside Allegiant Stadium. Hopefully he'll get a field goal try.
Yeah. Like, come on, Kyle. Get him on this game. Have your offense do something so we can see the field goal kicker.
And there was another Tim Kawakami favorite on hand this week. Andre Dillard made an appearance.
In
number 65.
In shoulder pads?
In shoulder pads.
Oh,
he was out
goodness.
There in shoulder pads. He's gotten a few reps here and there. It's been at left tackle, which I think is important to note. That's the position where he'll, you know, a backup will probably be needed at some point this off season or this season. He's just with the third team right now. So it's still Trent Williams, Spencer Burford, and now it's Andre Dillard with the third. But I think next week he's going to get incorporated more thoroughly. It'll be interesting to see whether he starts getting second team reps. And if he does, I think that's bad news for Spencer Burford. My theory is that, remember that Colton McKivitz is going to be a free agent in March. I think, like Juwan Jennings, the 49ers are not going to do a long-term deal with him. I think it's sort of like Mike McGlinchey. You know, thanks for your service. You did a good job for us. Good luck in free agency. And I think he's going to get paid a mint. But they need to have an offensive tackle in waiting on that right side. And so Chris Foerster has been talking up Austin Pleasance. Mm-hmm. Austin Pleasance this, Austin Pleasance that. Austin Pleasance has only played right tackle to this point. Austin Pleasance isn't really nimble of foot. He's similar to Colton McKivitz, I would say, and probably a little bit less quick than Colton McKivitz. So my point is that if indeed you're looking at Austin Pleasance to be that right tackle of the future, you can't risk trying to get him onto your practice squad. You can't risk him getting snapped up. So my point is that if Andre Dillard is playing left tackle and they only keep four tackles on the roster, I would guess that Spencer Burford is the odd man out in that equation.
Because they got their guards, what, Zakel and maybe Hennessy both stay on?
Yeah, that's one of the more interesting spots, because Hennessy's the better center and Zakel's the better guard. Connor Colby, in today's practice, Ben Bartsch left early with an arm injury. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't Zakel that came in and took over at left guard. It was Connor Colby, the seventh round pick. So maybe he's doing a bit of a Dominic Pooney right now. Pooney, much higher draft pick than Colby. But Colby looked good in the game. Both of the rookies, offensive linemen, Drew Moss was the other one, number 55. He looked good too. But Colby has got starter snaps today. So that's interesting. I don't know if the 49ers would trust him early in the season, but he could be somebody who is a backup at guard. If there is an injury at guard, maybe Colby's not in uniform for that game, but the emergency guy comes in, gets you through that game, and then Colby comes up the following week.
I could see that. I mean, maybe also another guy that they might not think they can slip through, or worried that they can't slip through.
I would think that they couldn't.
And like that becomes super valuable for this team. For like, they're going to need these players. They're going to need these players probably this season, and you can't just let them fly in. You know, it takes them a while to really start to like somebody. They don't do that waiver. That's the thing. They don't do that waiver wire thing very often. They've done it here and there at the end of the season and plug a guy in. Tashawn Gibson comes to mind. Remember, you plucked him out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he's a starting safety for the full season. They don't do it that much because they have very specific likes and very specific player types. And usually that player has gone through their system or a system that's very similar to theirs. So we'll see how that works. There's plenty of other solid players out there on defense, maybe if they need someone. And there are players who played in the Shanahan system or versions of it. But it's usually Jeff Wilson Jr., right? That was such an automatic because he's been on the 49ers. They can just pluck him back there and he's going to know. And he was with the Dolphins, right? I don't know if it was recently with the Dolphins, but he was with the Dolphins. Same system, pluck him right in there. We'll see if they keep doing that. But I think, yeah, they need to keep their young players who they think are going to have major roles because they might lose them, and they can't lose them right now. They need this depth behind of what they have is because they don't have a great depth right now with their twos. Their twos and their threes aren't – we saw that in the game. Now, a lot of that was quarterbacks, as you know. If they just had decent quarterback play, it might have been a totally different kind of outcome. But I just think they got some really interesting kind of moves. I'm going to throw one out there. We both kind of just said, and I just blurted it out, Sebastian Valdez is probably going to play, going to make the roster just from what I've seen. Now, you start going down the numbers, it's tough because they've got some guys that are going to keep ahead of him, including the three rookies, Kalia Davis, I mean, whatever. The numbers are tough. Yetur Gross-Matos, could you see him not making this team? Or maybe he's a pup because he hasn't practiced yet, right? Is he on the pup right now? Could he start the season on pup for them to get Sebastian Valdez on this team?
Yeah, I guess he could. I mean, from what Kyle Shanahan said, there was a hope that he could be back this week, and he didn't hit the marks that they wanted to see when he sort of did his testing. He's coming back from a knee issue that was problematic, you know, when he was with Carolina. It was problematic last year. I don't know whether it's it sounds like he'll be back next week, but I wonder that about him, and I wonder that about Jordan James. Fifth-round running back, has a broken finger, had surgery on the finger. We saw him today in the parking lot, you know, big bandage on his hand. I wonder whether, you know, when it comes to cut-down day, he lands on an injury list to begin the season, fully heals from that, from the knee issue that was bothering him. They can't touch him they can't use him for the first 4 weeks, but by those 4 weeks, he's going to be healthy and they're probably going to have an injury. And maybe at running back,
wouldn't be
a surprise. So, that could be a way that they handle a tricky position. And you're right. Defensive line is interesting because you have, you know, Gross-Matos and Mykel Williams can both play defensive tackle on passing downs, which could be the majority of downs that these guys are playing. So they don't necessarily have to be super deep. They don't need to keep five defensive tackles. They could easily keep four. And we know that it's going to be the two rookies for sure, C.J. West and Alfred Collins. Evan Anderson, that's a given. Jordan Elliott, I mean, I think Jordan Elliott makes it just because he's the only real vet that you have, the only one who's – you know, you've seen play in an NFL game. So that's four right there. And we haven't mentioned Valdez, and you also have Kevin Givens coming back off of IR at some point during the season. So a lot of bodies at defensive tackle, no clear winners yet. What I was saying earlier about, that's my phone. Sorry.
Come on, sources. Leave Barris alone while he's doing the podcast.
Okay. This is bad.
Jeez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Okay.
We're going to have to get Mike to work some magic on this one.
No, this is the way it works. This is the way we leave it. We leave it.
Well, my point is that that's where this sort of idea of marrying the two defensive tackle spots comes in. If you think that Jordan Elliott and CJ West are both sort of your plugger guy, your nose tackle type of guy, then I'm not sure that you would start them together in Seattle. We'll see.
Yeah, and then I think Valdez, Jesus, now we definitely have to edit this thing.
I might have a radio program I signed up for. I do.
Okay. Listen, let's have you get to your radio show. We've done enough. Way to blow up this show, Barros. You've done a fine job. Now I'm going to put you on the practice squad for a couple weeks. Make sure that you're up to gear here, because I'm not sure this is working out right now. This is totally throwing us all off. Way to go, Barris. 39 minutes into the show, you messed
up. Well, you
up.
Promised me a 15-minute podcast, by the
I still do.
I'm blaming Tim Calicone.
Jesus, I was ready to go after 15. You just kept talking. All right, everybody. With all that rancor and divisiveness, we are done for today. We'll see you. I don't know if we'll do it Thursday. We're not going to be at the practice. We'll probably do a show after the Saturday day game in Las Vegas. But I don't know. With Barros, he might want to do some show with whoever's calling him. He can get that person on the show, too. We'll book it there.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.